We've been talking with a man who won historic presidential victories and now steps away amid defeat. President Obama leaves office in a month. His departure reveals just how battered his party is. Democrats are out of power in the White House, Congress, and the vast majority of state houses. Just before he left Washington for the holidays, the president sat with us in the White House. We talked about Russian hacking and executive power, as we've heard in recent days. We also talked of the Democratic Party's future. We were sitting in a room decorated with paintings of past presidents. Over my shoulder here is Theodore Roosevelt. In 1884, Theodore Roosevelt was frustrated about an election and wrote a letter saying, "The voice of the people might be the voice of God 51 times out of 100, but the other 49, it may be the voice of a devil or of a fool." Which do you think it was this time in 2016?
Well, it's hard to assess because we know, for example, that Hillary won the popular vote by a sizable margin. We know that there are a substantial number of voters out there who not only voted for me twice, but currently support me, who also voted for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a scrambled political landscape right now. There are some things that we know are a challenge for Democrats, structural problems. For example, population distribution. Oftentimes, younger voters, minority voters, Democratic voters are clustered in urban areas.
So and on the coasts.
Sure. And on the coasts. And so as a consequence, you've got a situation where there are not only entire states, but also big chunks of states where if we're not showing up, if we're not in there making an argument, then we're going to lose. And we can lose badly, and that's what happened in this election.
Is this just a matter of showing up, or is there something wrong with the argument?
I don't think there's something wrong with the core argument that the Democratic Party has made for years. And the reason we know that is because on the individual issues that Democrats talk about, there's strong support, for example, the minimum wage.
The president spoke in our interview of distractions in the media during the election season. He contends some voters might never hear about his party's economic efforts, like a bid to improve overtime rules.
But they know a lot about the controversy around transgender bathrooms, because it's more controversial, it attracts more attention. I think that on something like the Affordable Care Act, you have people who are benefiting right now from Obamacare who either don't know it's Obamacare or consider that as a given and then end up voting on Second Amendment rights.
To make sure the issues are clear, the president contends Democrats need to be visiting the most remote districts long before election time. He never directly criticized Hillary Clinton, who kept a limited campaign schedule. Obama did say that he made an effort visiting conservative rural areas of places like Iowa or far western Virginia, which helped when times were tough.
People always felt as if I still cared about them, which meant that in 2012, I might still lose the overall vote in some of these counties or some of these voting districts, but I might lose 55-45 or 60-40 rather than 80-20. That's as a consequence of not only them seeing me in these places, but it's also a consequence of me actually being there and hearing them.
Were Democrats failing to do that at every level because your party has lost the majority of races at almost every level at this point?
Well, I think that we haven't done it as well as we need to. For example, we know that the Republicans, funded through organizations like the Koch brothers, have been very systematic at
Building from the ground up?
Building from the ground up and communicating to state legislators and financing school board races and public utility commission races. And, you know, I am a proud Democrat, but I do think that we have a bias towards national issues and international issues, and as a consequence, I think we've ceded too much territory, and I take some responsibility for that.
And as he prepares to step off the stage, the president poses a question to other Democrats.
How do we do more of that ground-up building?
Do you intend to be involved or just give advice?
Well, I think it's appropriate for me to give advice because I need some sleep, and I've promised Michelle a nice vacation. My girls are getting old enough now where I'm clinging to those very last moments before they are out of the house.
But there was a political organization that was built around you that still exists.
Well, I'm less likely to get involved in all the nuts and bolts of electioneering. In that realm, I'm much more likely to just give advice. What I am interested in is just developing a whole new generation of talent. There are such incredible young people who not only worked on my campaign, but I've seen in advocacy groups, I've seen passionate about issues like climate change or conservation, criminal justice reform, you know, campaigns for a livable wage or health insurance, and making sure that whatever resources, credibility, spotlight that I can bring to help them rise up. That's something that I think I can do well. I think Michelle can do well. That's part of what makes me optimistic about our future, because I know those young people are out there ready to lead. And when they start moving into more and more positions of authority, then I think the issues that I care most deeply about are going to be well served.
You want to be a talent scout and build the bench that Democrats have admitted they don't have.
Well, not only a talent scout, but I think also a coach, a friend, somebody who can build on the incredible work that has already been done by young people and that to a large degree was responsible for getting me elected.
That's President Obama during part of our exit interview at the White House.